I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 1. Coming up, Prime Minister launches Labor Day and Workers' Week activities. More than $300 million in counterfeit goods seized for 2017-18 fiscal year and NIS regulations under review. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road, Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Tuesday launched Workers' Week and Labor Day activities for 2018. Workers' Week is set for May 14 to 23 with the theme Preserving Our Legacy, Unfolding Progress, while Labor Day, May 23, is under the theme Ramp It Up, Fix It Up. Health and education will be the two areas of focus for this year's Labor Day activities, with special attention to be given to health centers and 126 schools where ramps are to be installed. Prime Minister Holness says the construction of ramps is slated to run beyond Workers' Week.
I will be personally building ramps. So I will be having my concrete mix and my shovel and my trowel, and I will be building a ramp. That is going to be my Labor Day project.
Labor Day 2018 is being carried out through a partnership involving the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, and the Ministry of Transport and Mining, along with several other government agencies. The Jamaica Customs Agency says for the 2017-18 fiscal year, it seized over $376 million worth of counterfeit goods at the nation's ports. Director of the Contraband Enforcement Team at Jamaica Customs, Albert Anderson, says the counterfeit items included footwear, clothing, handbags, purses, cigarettes, and cigars. 14 containers with items that infringe intellectual property rights are also on the port awaiting destruction.
The majority of the Jamaican populace does not recognize the damaging effects of counterfeit items, especially as it relates to clothing. However, it undermines the efforts of the legitimate owners of the products and strengthens the capacity of the black market.
Enforcement activities are carried out by Jamaica Customs in collaboration with the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, CTOC. Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says the regulations governing the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, are being reviewed. Mrs. Robinson says this move is part of the ministry's efforts to modernize the operations of the NIS. The process will also include the conducting of surveys as well as a pensioner's re-verification exercise. There are also plans to roll out fully automated NIS application and approval processes, beginning with funeral grants. Minister Robinson says the government is cognizant of the needs of pensioners and its own mandate to deliver optimal services.
What is my vision? What is our vision? A proactive NIS system undergirded by cutting-edge technology, complemented with the required human resource and a service that is used as a benchmark throughout the world. Is this possible? I say yes, it is.
The Labour and Social Security Minister was speaking at the church service to kickstart activities for the National Insurance Scheme's 15th anniversary. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information Center Ruel Reid is urging universities to use the framework in place to assist tertiary-level students having challenges paying final semester fees this year. Minister Reid notes that funds remain from the $100 million allocated in 2017 to assist students. He also explained that last year a total of $9 million was paid directly to the University of the West Indies to settle the accounts of final-year students.
So they got the assistance, but they now had to be registered with the JAMVAT program and give the community service as part of that arrangement. And we're saying this year there's no change of policy. We put a framework last year in place that operates for all the tertiary institutions. And so we're respectfully saying that the parties need to hold firm to those arrangements.
The education minister was speaking at a press conference on Monday. He's encouraging students requiring assistance to use the available channels of support through JAMVAT, PATH, and the Students Loan Bureau. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.